President Obama speaks to Muslims, asks them to keep it down in the morning. And the president, of course, they made a very, very good speech, I thought, in Cairo there. Did throw in the Hussein in there whenever he could, you know, the middle name. But hell, if I speak in Cairo, I'm Michael Hussein Feldman. That's as simple as that. Excuse me. He failed to bring up the plight of Egypt's 20 million pigs, however, which I was a little disappointed in. Yeah. See? I'm not the only one here who feels their pain. I certainly understand pandering to an audience, because it's what I do for a living. And if you're in South Carolina, you tell them what they want to hear about North Carolina. It's as simple as that, and vice versa. But it is a two-state solution. Fiddler on the Roof in Tel Aviv and Lawrence of Arabia in Riyadh. It's in the dinner club circuit he was on, a dinner theater, basically. Right. The Middle East did a good job. He did not hold hands with the Saudis, though, like W did. A little disappointed there. I thought we should have carried that on. The president said Palestine, after going through bankruptcy, could come out leaner and meaner. So that's the good news. In other news, the Bank of America replaces its risk monitor with a bag of rocks. Savings and loans are reportedly saving their loans. And what about those debit unions, friends? Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Thank you very much. Credit cards, of course, will now come with organ donor stickers on them, so that's a good advance. President Obama reveals his health care plan, Snuggies for every man, woman, and child. It's a blanket with sleeves. So you stay warm with plenty of fluids to be provided by the private sector, so it's a balance. The Republicans lambasted as socialized snuggyism. Not the government's role, they say, to keep the public snug.
No.
The decommissioned car dealerships to go into the ShamWow distribution. Some are going to Super Shammies, of course, and see how that works out. Others are calling centers for Taiwanese consumers, so it'll be a good thing. I'm saying it's all good. Hard to be sympathetic to car dealers, you know, but I'm sure it will come. I'll have to talk to my boss in back about that and see what he says. Okay, page two. GM going back to the Corvair gives Hummer to Chinese. Minnesota Supreme Court and the Norm Coleman Al Franken Senate dispute to let the Jews settle it among themselves. Well, I see both of your sides. Yeah. Bruno lands on Dick Cheney's face, expression maintained. If confirmed, Justice Sotomayor will be the 9th Catholic on the Supreme Court, making them eligible as a de facto Knights of Columbus post, ladies and gentlemen. Vatican sees big drop in confessions, particularly among priests. And an innovation here, the faithful will now be able to tweet confession. If they can cram it into 140 characters, you can do it. Clark Rockefeller's psychiatrist, Sigmund Freud, says he's delusional. Okay. You're going to like one of these, and then you're going to feel bad about yourself if you don't laugh at it. Axis of Evil files for bankruptcy. Octomom meets 8 wonderful guys. Calvin Burrell will be the first jockey to ride 2 horses in the same Belmont. Hopefully he'll get adjacent starting gates. That's going to be important. Users found not to know cell phone ass from cell phone elbow. Joe Biden favors high-speed rail so he won't have to sit with other people so long. Not a statue, but actually Ronald Reagan unveiled in Capitol Rotunda. And he looks a damn sight better than Lennon, I'll tell you that much. And his hair is still black.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Nancy says he still comes down to breakfast every morning, which I thought was an interesting thing. Little Kim named North Korean heir apparent. Disclosure of nuclear stockpiles bad, but the fact that they're in stuff and store self-storage is worse, if you ask me. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown claims cabinet as expense. Italian premier Silvio Berlusconi says the 18-year-old model refers to his pacemaker. Okay. If you don't like that, you don't like home.
Yeah, then you don't like jokes.
Of course. He's to be in the new reality show, Randy Heads of State. New drug strategy to focus on closing dealerships. And finally, Heidi and Spencer seek two-state solution. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. We're going to do this again until you get it.